Blog Talk Radio.
I got that memorized, Josh. How about that? So good. Hey, everyone that's listening now or listening later, I have Josh on the phone with me, and he's the game developer, video game developer. He's the artist. He's super cool, and he's smart as all get out. And he also cares about people. He cares and wants to make a difference in the way that he's doing it with his games and helping folks out. So, Josh, I know you and I were talking a little bit this morning, and there's something that we thought about that would be good for you to share with people. And can I give them the backstory on it, if that's okay, how it came up?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
This week I had a young guy on, he's an entrepreneur, you know, a little bit younger than Josh, and Josh is an old soul, though, I think. So anyway, but his mom had actually texted me and said, my son plays video games all the time, and I would like to see him, you know, be an entrepreneur, wanting to have a passion about something except video games. And I was telling Josh about it this morning, and he said, well, let me, and he gave me some insight about it. So please help us, because people are going to be surprised, because it caught me a little bit off guard. And I was like, wow, that's cool. So share with us, help us learn, and help us understand. So parents and kids and people that play video games, not only kids, but everybody can understand where you're coming from and give us a new insight here. So welcome to the show again, and we love having you. So
thanks. Yeah,
you bet. So sure. Why do video games and get absorbed in them? What's your thoughts on that? You said something pretty cool.
Well, there's like a myriad of reasons why anyone would play a game, you know, old, young, whatever, you know, kill some time, you know, in between waiting on the bus or, you know, at a doctor's office, especially now with our phones being a very accessible way. Just nowadays, gaming is more accessible than it's ever been with all the platforms, computers, phones, consoles. And a lot of people find things in video games that they can't get out of, whether it's meaningful stories or a little bit of escapism or just something they might even be missing in their life that they can't or feel like they can't get in their own life. We had talked about somebody who said, like, oh, my son's depressed and all they do is play video games. And it's really easy to be like, oh, they're addicted to video games, that's why they're so depressed. But a lot of times it's because they're getting something out of video games that they don't everyday life. It's kind of something that they're using it as a supplement, and that's not always a healthy way to use video games. It is good for some things, but when it becomes a replacement for, you know, relationships and things, that's when it starts to become a problem that has to be addressed. Growing up for me, I always felt like everything was planned and handed to me, and like I didn't really have a say in anything. So when I played games, I felt like I had control, because in a game, I'm the protagonist. I have control over me and the world around me and how it progresses. That's all me. And so I wasn't getting that agency in my everyday life. And so playing games was fun and enjoyable, but also that I was getting that agency that I lacked in my life. And it's not exactly a cure. Obviously, we shouldn't be using these to supplement the problems we have in life, but it can teach us things in a nice, safe way. And video game, one of the very important things that games have taught me is that, like, you are in control of your whole life. Like, it may not seem like it, and there might be big daunting odds, the world might be in danger, but, you know, you're still in control, and you can dictate your life. It may not seem like it, but that is something you can do as long as you just keep trying, because, you know, if you give up, there's a 0% chance of success because you've given up. So long as you're willing to try, there is at least some amount of success that can come from it. So
that is cool.
But that's just something that people need to be aware of, is if somebody might be playing too many video games, why are they playing too many video games? It's good to be aware for yourself and for others. You know, you might think they're lazy and they don't want to do things, but maybe they just get a sense of fulfillment from a game that they can't get from their life. Their job is hard. They just want to feel good and important. You know, they're underappreciated, you know, at school's stressful. They just want to have some simple, fun time, especially with so much online gaming and multiplayer gaming. These people aren't always alone. They're with people. They're with friends. And it's basically like they're hanging out with their friends, but they can't because they're far away. So this is the best thing we have. And I think that's wonderful that we're still able to,
right,
you know, make stories with friends all around the world through games nowadays.
That is cool. So let me ask you this. Sometimes you look at you and you're like, okay, I know Josh pretty well. And you look like a normal guy thinking about normal things, or a normal person thinking about normal things, and you've got this depth to you. It's amazing. And not that we're all not deep. We are. But you think about things pretty deep, and I appreciate that. So here's my question to you. So if somebody's playing video games, instead of screaming at them as parents or as a sister or brother, because, you know, what do we do? Do we say, is there something we should do, or do we leave it alone? Or what's your thoughts on that? Because you get to be the, you said that things were planned for you. You didn't really have a say so much in your life growing up. And this was a way that you could, you know, do what you wanted to do, right? Is that correct? Okay.
Well, yeah, it was a little bit of my own piece of me that I was living it. It was me. I was in control of it. It was my own little time for myself. And you didn't really get that growing up. It's just, there was lots of moving going on. So I didn't have a lot of friends because it was moving every 2 years. We were just gone, move again. So I never had too many like solid friend groups. So that was my friends, was my games. And it sounds kind of sad now, but it helped me get through those rough patches. And I think that's fine and that's good. It's something that helps you cope. And it gave me something to talk about because it was something I was really into. And I made other friends who liked games and things. So as far as like what can be done, gaming isn't exactly like, they're solo experiences, but they don't have to be. Even games that are meant to be played by one person at a time can still be communal experiences. There's lots of things. Some games have information sources about them because they have lots of deep mechanics and little things and secrets that can be found. So you may not be good at video games and you may not really understand them, but you can learn and you can watch and you can be with your son, your daughter, your significant other, whoever, and just kind of be there and experience it with them. You might even be able to help. You might be able to help look things up while they're playing and be a part of the experience, even if only a little. And it makes a much more lasting experience, especially for younger kids, because, you know, they probably don't understand things as much when they're trying out. And they're just playing and they're just messing around and figuring out on their own. And you could be a part of that by helping ease them in and looking things up. Even if you're not an avid gamer or someone who's experienced it, there's stuff you could probably glean just by reading some Wikipedia pages and helpful guides, you know, to help them along.
That is amazing. Okay, I've got a question because you're really gone on something here. So you're sitting there with your son, or you're watching them, and our son or daughter, and you say, okay, they're explaining stuff to you, right? And so you can find a way, and you can find a way where you can connect with them. That's what you're saying. Be it an inch, for instance, an inch or 12 inches, right, of knowledge there, but that's the way you can be a part of their life. So you don't make a big deal of it or about it, right? Why are you playing games again and again and again? You sit there and you find out about them through the game, right? Is that what you're saying, kind of?
Yeah, that is one of the ways. Like, if it's not plausible to directly ask, like, why do you play games? And maybe they don't know, or maybe they haven't thought about it, or maybe they're just, you know, too young and they're just playing it because it looks fun. You could still be a part of it, and you can probably glean a lot more, you know, from your child or friend on why they play games by watching them play games. I mean, there's a reason why streaming video games and Let's Play videos are as popular as they are. People don't always have the time to enjoy the games, so watching them is still just as enjoyable, especially how cinematic a lot of the newer games are. They have cutscenes and story beats that you could follow even without playing. So being a part of that with somebody that you care about, asking questions and just like genuinely being interested in it could go a long way. And then, you know, sooner or later they'll go out of their way and be like, oh, you know, mom, look, I beat that really hard boss that I was struggling with last night. And I know you went to bed, but, you know, I beat him. And yeah. And you can be proud of them. Don't diminish that accomplishment. That's a big accomplishment to someone who, if they're coming out of, you know, their room that they're usually in playing games to tell you that they did a thing and they're really happy, like, awesome. That's good. Like, encourage that. And they're sharing their accomplishments and they're feeling good about it. So never like diminish anyone's achievements, even if it's just a game. Like, that's still something to someone to be happy about.
That's cool. I like that. And do you feel like the video games, I know, are challenging. You know, my sweetheart plays, he's got one specifically, and he named one of the characters after me. Isn't that funny? So like, I probably need to get more involved. I know he's going to see you super excited about that. So exactly, you know. But anyway, when you were playing the games at home, and you know, with your folks or with your mom, because I think your mom was there a lot of the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was your mom interested, or was it a way? Because I know some kids escape from their parents because they just don't understand. And so, but you're saying this is a way to bridge the lack of understanding. Okay. Did your mom ever reach out to you like that, or did she ever understand you playing games and why you play them, why you develop? And now look at you now, you're developing them and making some amazing stuff. So, what about that? Is that too personal? I shouldn't.
You asked the right question. I'll tell you. No, my mom didn't really understand it. It was kind of more of a waste of time to her. And so there wasn't a lot of experiences we got to play. Mario Party and Mario Kart were the only two games I ever got my mom to play. And they're simple enough that anyone, you know, driving a car could do, or a board game is essentially just a board game, but on a game, could understand. And she had fun with it, to an extent, at least it seemed enjoyable. So that was the only game she really ever played, but most of it wasn't as supportive. She thought it, like I said, she thought it was a waste of time. And I used to think that too, because she just told me so many times, and I, you know, your mom, you thought your mom was right about everything. She knows everything.
right.
And now that I'm older, I realize like any time you spend where you're enjoying yourself is never wasted time. It doesn't matter if you're reading a book, watching a movie, playing a game, or just sitting on the beach with a friend, like, that's not wasted time because you didn't do like some active thing, or, you know, you're enjoying your time. So that's not wasted time.
I like that. That is so true. So you told us how parents can connect with their children or friends or family, right? And that's important. I get it. And you know, as I said, my guy plays a specific game, and I'm going to reach out. Thank you for sharing that with me, because I usually get upset because he's playing games too much. And not, you know what I mean. But how can the video gamer people, you, okay, or friends or kids, how can we make it, we reach out to our family? And when they're complaining about us playing, what can we do? How can we just stop for a second and say, okay, this is what mom's doing, okay, and how can our mom or dad or whoever, how can I reach out and help include them? Because I think it's a two-way street, you know, depending on the age, you know. So what's something that they could say to their family, their partners, their mom or dad, or something that would help them, so to include them the perspective of the game player?
It would depend on the person and if and what kind of things they like. Because, you know, everyone has stuff they enjoy, and there's probably a game that could very closely relate to that. Like, even something like photography, there's games where you go around and you take pictures of stuff and you get points based on how, you know, how nice they look and how happy the animal looks or something in the pose or something. Like, there's games for anything. There's simple games where you're just putting a puzzle together, you know, on the screen, and you could probably find something that appealed to somebody, especially nowadays. There are so many games and so many things. Some people just like little simple puzzle games, and that could be enough. So you just might have to reach out and ask, what kinds of things? Does this look interesting to you? Does this look interesting to you? Because I know there's a lot of kinds of games that just don't appeal to people, and that's fine. You know, I'm not a big fan of first-person shooters, and there are a lot of those where everyone's just ducking around covers, bang, 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 shooting each other, and that's just not my kind of game. And I can understand that not being people's kinds of game, too, but there are just so many. And I know it's sometimes it's hard for people to know how many types of games there are because, you know, maybe their friend or son or whatever only plays, like, one type of game. But
right.
there's a lot. There's party games. There's ones that are built in mind with newer players. There's all kinds of more simple, fun experiences, especially as accessibility is rising in video games. Mario Kart has essentially like a helper mode that doesn't like play the game for you, but assists newer people who have a hard time staying on the track, whether they're old or too young, or maybe have even like a physical disability. Like there's aids for these things now. So it's pretty easy to find some kind of experience that someone would find enjoyable.
Right.
Everyone just has to be open to trying a thing. You have to try it and say, I don't like it. I like it. You know, are there other things like this? You know, it's definitely a two-way street, you know, at a certain age when everyone's aware. You just kind of have to talk about it and be a part of it.
I like that. Josh, you are like so wise. Thank you, by the way. So I want to go back to something. You said that a lot of times people playing video games, okay, can be hiding their insecurity, not hiding. I'm not going to use that word because I don't, maybe they're aware, maybe they're not, but they can find peace and happiness playing their video games where dealing with people like at school, at church, or at their job, or whatever their lifestyle is, or what age they are. So the video games allow them to escape for a minute and become the hero of their own story where maybe they were, you know, verbally or something. Happen like that, you know, where they're not feeling good. So one of the things that you're saying is look at where they are. Like with you, you didn't fit in, right? You were mm-hmm. the one outsider. So you spent 2 years, you know, in a home or in a place that you lived, and then you developed these friendships online, right? The person can be in Russia, for instance, or in, you know, in Timbuktu, and you're in wherever you are. They could be states away or countries away. And has that helped you? Like, have those friends been with you forever, or did they come and go, or is there a combination of both? That's my question to you.
Definitely a combination of both. I have online friends that I've known for years, and there's some that I've known for years, and maybe we haven't talked in a while, but we keep in touch every now and then. That was just a big part of my life because my life was constantly uprooted. Work, my dad's work just pulled us from one home to another
Okay.
So I never got to hold friends for very long, and it was before a time where everyone had a phone and a Facebook and a Twitter and stuff. So, but even then, online communication isn't, you know, a supplement for a physical friendship where they're local. So moving just kind of ruined those a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. And when I started getting into online gaming and playing MMOs, which is massively multiplayer online games, that's when I started. I feel like I really started to explore myself in this safe space, you know. It's really easy to build friendships over a common goal. You all want to get together and go beat this dungeon. You all want to go together and
right.
help this guy craft some furniture. Like, a common goal helps everyone work together, and you bond over that. And you can learn a lot. You can learn so much from how somebody plays a game, you know. Are they yelling at the bad players? Are they helping the bad players? Are they staying silent, but, you know, silently judging them? You can, you know, you hear them talk about it. What are they doing? Are they the bad players? How do they react to messing up? You know, you can learn a lot from how someone plays a game. And that's a safer place to learn, I think, than, you know, meeting a stranger somewhere. That could be a little scary even nowadays.
Right. That's a good
but
point.
But in a game, it's safe. And if something really goes wrong, you can just say, all right, you know, I'm going to go. And you leave the game. You know, you don't have to play with them anymore. There's features to block toxic behavior nowadays a lot of games are really good about this person's being a toxic or abusive. They're blocked. You can't see them. They can't see you. You can't interact with them anymore. They're gone. Like,
that's a safe goal. That's a cool thing right there. So you don't have to play with them if they're being rude or mean,
yeah,
right?
If they're being mean, if you're playing and someone's being like misogynistic, they're like, oh, stop being a girl. And you can just be like, okay, right click, block. They're gone now. I don't got to deal with them anymore. Because we don't have time for that. We're playing a game. We're here to have fun. This is not why we're here. To start discourse,
gotcha.
Deal with that. Especially, you know, people who might be a younger age and you're just like, I understand being their age, but, you know, I don't want to deal with it. That's not my job. So.
I like that. So that's cool that you do that. Wow. You've taught me something today. In 95, on driving down 95, we scream at drivers.
Yeah. Wish you could block them, huh?
Right? Yeah, right? That'd be good. Like, okay, you're blocked. The button. Anyway, can't wait till the Jetsons vehicles get here.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's cool. So, and you've learned, so you said something, though, I'm going to go back to this. Mm-hmm. Nothing can take the place of a physical friendship, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not even talking about romantic. I'm just talking about your buddy, your pal, or whatever, that you guys get together and you go out to eat, for instance. That gaming doesn't replace that for people, do you think? Or are you saying that it, explain that to me a little bit more.
There's just something completely different about, like, online playing than, like, local, like, even just, like, local playing. Like, everyone's sitting on a couch playing a game. Those are still fun experiences, and they're both great, but one definitely can't, like, replace the other. There's just something that's just inherently different and in a lot of ways different playing physically with somebody, playing or just being with somebody. There's
right.
just a connection that, you know, we have. We see their face as things happen, you know. We laugh, we joke, and you can see that, like, so much. It's just different from just hearing their voice online. And it's definitely something that I've learned, that for a while I thought this was something that I could – these are all my friends. And then, you know, things would happen. The internet would go out. Suddenly all of my friends are gone. Like,
oh, yeah, right?
That's what that felt like. You know, when I was away, they're like, oh, they just want to be on the computer, you know, isolated all the time. But that was never the case growing up. I was always with people when I was online. Every time I'm on the computer, I'm probably talking to somebody. It was only through playing games that I became as social and opened as I did. It just was a safer place than going out and having people. You see people's looks and appearances, and people judge you. People can't really do that in a game when they don't know how you look. They don't know how you sound. All they know is what you're doing in the game, and maybe they can make judgments on how you play a game, but that only goes so far, you know? But
right.
when someone hears your voice and is like, oh, they sound annoying, and you can already tell they just don't want to deal with you, even though it's only been a few seconds, that just doesn't happen online. So it's a safer place to explore, but it's not the same as having your close-knit friends. And that's what I wanted to talk about, how games are good, and they're great for supplementing, but they're not good for replacing, like, relationships like that. You still want to reach out to people around you, and especially with games, you can play together locally. And that's
right.
a more enriching experience, I find, in a lot of cases. So I don't ever want to make that seem like this is, you know, oh, everyone just lock yourself in your rooms. You can talk to anybody. Like, don't do that. You should still...
Right.
You should still have that physical, like, you know, hug a friend. You know, you can't do that online. I mean, you can type it, but that's not the same.
Right.
So.
Did you learn that in the past couple of years? Did you learn that from what you experienced? That's a great, thank you for saying that, because I know that people are going to say thank you for saying that. Because I know you love video games. I know that your folks, you know, that you play, you've been on the computer since you were two. You probably learned how
mm-hmm.
to type on the computer, play games on a computer before you learned to walk, right? We joke about that. But that sweet relationship of connection with your buddies, your friends, your family, whoever, nothing can replace that, right? You just can't.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be out there. In the sense of out there means going out to dinner, you know, having a party or whatever, or get together with your friends, physical friends. You
mm-hmm.
need that. That's a staple in your life, right? And you're saying that that's something you've learned and teach and you love video games, but that's a great one. That is a great. Thank you for sharing that.
Mm-hmm. It is all just kind of learned experiences, because like I said, I used to think that this could be fine and I could live like this fine, but you know, now all of my friends who are online, like, we do all like hanging out, but sometimes it's just like, man, why don't you just like come over with some pizza and like we just hang out and just like watch a movie or something, because like I've watched movies with people where we all like click play at the same time and watch a movie, and it's fun and it's good, but something that's just missing when we're not all here, you know, we're not all huddled on a couch with a bunch of popcorn. And it's just something that you don't get. And that is important. That's why I want to, those kinds of relationships, online relationships are great relationships and they're good supplementary relationships, especially if you're doing a long distance relationship. It's really great for maintaining those. You know, you meet up every now and then. I know lots of people who live in countries away and they visit just frequently. But they're always talking to each other because they're online all the time.
Right, right. Okay, wow. Thank you. You've really helped me with that and helped others that, you know, because I know that people need to understand more about playing video games is great. So my takeaway on this, and I'm sure everybody has, is that, you know, not only do parents or friends or family or lovers or our loved ones can, you know, they can say, why are they addicted to the games? They're my takeaway is that they're getting something from the games that they may not be getting in their everyday life, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other takeaway I'm getting from it is just that you're saying that if you've got a kid or someone playing video games, sit there and say, hey, how can I learn, right? And you know, you ask yourself that, you ask your significant other, your family, and they can say, okay, and explain it a little bit to you, and then you can do a little research yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And connect with them that way. And then you get a deeper, the gift is that you get a deeper understanding what's going on in their daily walk, in their life that's not online. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying too, I think, right?
Yeah, it's just another part of their life. And
okay.
it only becomes an issue when it becomes their only part of their life. That's the whole life, is it, you know? It's just
right.
A part of their experience. It shouldn't be the whole experience. And if they're spending too much time playing games, like I said, it's because they might be missing something, a safe place, a distraction, their own little, you know, private endeavors. You know, maybe they got too many siblings and they don't get to do anything other than, ooh, I get, you know, an hour
right.
a night to play a game by myself.
I gotcha. So that's good. And then the other takeaway I got is that instead of just the parent or the person that's not playing the game ask, the game player can say, hey, this is, mm-hmm. you know, and share with them. Okay, that's good. So there's always a reason behind the reason. Everything, what you see is not necessarily what is. That's
yeah,
good.
Exactly. Like humans are very complicated and we very rarely do a thing for one reason. Usually for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, I get you. That's cool. So anyway, I'm going to ask you one last question. Have you ever met people after you've been playing with them for a few months and then you met in person? And it was like, wow, you know, and is that a cool thing to do? I think it would be, but I'm not sure what you feel about it.
Oh, yeah, I've met some people. And the ones that you know are like your friends' friends is that it's, you've been playing a while, and then, like, if you were to actually meet up, it
right.
doesn't feel any different. Like, you're like, wow, we're not, you know, behind a computer screen anymore, but it still feels the same.
Okay.
Only you're here. And I've had a lot of those experiences where we were really nervous, and then we met, and then it wasn't any different. It was exactly the same, only they were there. I could hug them, you know.
Aw, okay.
Something would happen, you know.
Oh.
The real human experiences could happen, you know?
That's good. I appreciate you, Josh, sharing that with us and your perceptions and everything I've learned. And I like it when I can learn things. Thank you once
mm-hmm.
again. So Josh will be here next Sunday. We're doing a show every Sunday. I enjoy working with him. He's a genius and has a heart for people. And I respect you tremendously. Thank you. Anyway, you guys have a great now. Hit us up on Angel Coaches, Instagram, Angel Coaches. I know Josh one day, very soon, hopefully in the future, near future, will give us something that you guys can make comments and share with him. I'm not pushed him on that, push that yet. So anyway, Josh, you think about that when you're ready. Anyway, you guys happy St. Patty's Day, and enjoy your green. Anyway, take care, everybody. You want to say bye? Bye.